Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, October 18th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. X, which you can still find at twitter.com, has begun testing a $1 per year charge. New users, existing users won't have to face this, but new users in New Zealand and the Philippines can view posts and follow accounts for free, but must pay the subscription fee if they want to like, repost, reply, bookmark, or quote post. Of course, you can also pay the $8 a month premium plan. That's the one that includes verification and other perks, which will also give you posting permissions. X says the plan is meant to reduce spam, manipulation of our platform, and bot activity. Wall Street Journal reports that Amazon is expanding the use of robotics in its warehouses. Project Sequoia includes updated sorting machines, robotic arms, and mover bots to speed up delivery fulfillment by around 25% without replacing human workers. The first installation was launched this week in Houston. Amazon Pharmacy has also begun using Prime Air, that's Amazon's drone delivery service, to deliver medicines within 60 minutes of order in College Station, Texas. Foxconn will partner with NVIDIA to build data centers specializing in data processing for autonomous cars and robots. Foxconn calls these data centers AI factories. They'll be built using NVIDIA GH200 Grace Hopper superchips. Tesla's been developing similar data centers. It calls theirs Tesla Dojo. It also uses NVIDIA GPUs, though Tesla has developed its own chips that it plans to use in Dojo in the future. Foxconn has been moving into the autonomous car market, making control units and other parts, and contracting to build EVs for Fisker. Tuesday, we mentioned new U.S. restrictions on export of chips to China that affected NVIDIA's AI chips, the ones they developed specifically to sell in China without violating the previous rules. Well, in the 400-page new rules are provisions that might help NVIDIA, as well as chipmakers like Intel and AMD, continue to sell some chips into China. The U.S. has asked for input on a tamper-proof way to prevent chips from being chained together to make a supercomputer while allowing AI use at smaller scales. If satisfied on these mitigations, the U.S. might grant licenses to sell some chips to China. YouTube has announced changes to its interface and creator tools that will roll out over the next few weeks. Among the new features, the Watch page will now recommend more news videos that YouTube considers credible. And creators will now be able to add timestamps to their videos when they show products that will surface shopping buttons to buy those products in the video. Amazon's going to pay Microsoft to use its cloud. Insider sources say Microsoft is close to signing a deal to sell Amazon 1 million Microsoft 365 licenses. The deal is reportedly worth around $1 billion. Amazon has been using on-premises Microsoft products and has been resistant to storing its data in Microsoft's cloud, but apparently that changed. The new systems may begin set up at Amazon as early as November, and the deal is reportedly going to last 5 years. China's Commerce Minister Wang Wentao told Apple CEO Tim Cook Wednesday that China welcomes Apple and other multinational companies to share the, quote, dividends of the Chinese market. Apple phone sales have slowed in China amid reports of restrictions by Yushan government and public backlash against U.S. brands. Cook has been visiting China, stopping by Apple stores and attending Tencent's esports event. OpenAI has rolled out Browse with Bing to all of the Plus and Enterprise subscribers, the paying subscribers, meaning paying users of ChatGPT may now benefit from current information found on the web. Previously, ChatGPT was limited to information from before September 2021. OpenAI also moved image generator DALL-E 3 into beta on web and mobile. DALL-E 3 integrates with ChatGPT. Roblox may one day prove to be a virtual world worthy of the term metaverse, but it's not there yet, and its workers aren't going to work virtually as much. Roblox's CEO wrote an email to workers Tuesday saying the company is transitioning away from remote work. Staffers have until January 16th to decide if they want to stay with the company as it moves to a hybrid model of 3 days a week in the office. Employees who want to stay but have moved away from an office will be offered relocation pay if necessary, and workers who do not wish to stay will continue to work until April 15th and then be offered severance packages. Qualcomm announced it's building RISC-V-based platforms for Google's Wear OS smartwatch operating system. RISC-V is a royalty-free standard administered by a nonprofit foundation in Switzerland. Qualcomm says the addition of a RISC-V option to its ARM-based options should reduce time to market for smartwatch manufacturers, and Qualcomm says it should have performance and power advantages as well. Finally, Whisper Technologies announced the Whisper Drive. It's an add-on.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
For leaf blowers that reduces noise, and Whisper claims it can make a leaf blower up to 40 times quieter at 50 feet away. Whisper plans to partner with existing leaf blower makers. They're not going to send this to you. They're going to sell it to a leaf blower maker to integrate in its device and hopes to have partnerships, at least one, by the end of the year and leaf blowers on the market using its technology by 2025 or possibly sooner. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.